host, Eric Balance, and this is the Resilient Minds Podcast. Join me as I explore the capabilities of our minds and how our X factor can become our Y factor. Now is our time. Hello and welcome today. I'm really excited to be here today with you guys. And today I wanted to chat about the growth mindset and how important it has been for me. And I know that it's such an important component to the business journey, to the self-development journey, to the relationship journey, and how that can really validate and show up in times of need, right? When you have this type of perspective, right? So, you know, growth mindset, it really is at the end all be all. You know, it's an understanding that you're open to everything, that knowing that change is really possible and that it's inevitable, that it's going to be always available to you if you make that decision and commit, essentially, right? It always talks about people's beliefs, right? And if you have that level of belief about something, then you will do whatever, that hunger and that determination to do whatever it takes to accomplish it. But obviously, you'll come into times of fear and you'll need to make difficult decisions and be careful and make sure you make that next step, because sometimes those difficult decisions can hold you back rather than propel you forward, right? And this is so powerful, right? The growth mindset has really, really come from such a component of an element. You know, Tony says, if you're not growing, Tony Robbins says, if you're not growing, you're dying, right? And he touches on the six human needs, right? So it's certainty, uncertainty or variety. He says significance, love and connection, contribution and growth. And growth, I believe, you know, it's one of my top two needs, 100%. He talks about the six needs. Your top two needs are really the ones that you focus primarily on. I would say, you know, the need for constant emotional, intellectual, and spiritual development to me is massive, massive. And, you know, maybe you're at a place, you know, where it's different right now, but growth, if inside of yourself, that mindset, that development, that hunger for wanting more, you know, that what's happened in those overachieving type of times, right? So what does that mindset do, right? How does it elevate you? How does it give you an opportunity to step above the rest, to be willing to do it, to do no matter what you're possible, you know, you'll, any time of need, you know, when there's uncertainty that comes around, you're willing to step into that. And I get excited about it because I think that when you make the decisions to do something that's uncertain, you know, because we all crave uncertainty, right? And I know that, you know, uncertainty is something that so many of us shy away from. But the truth is, what happens when you lean into that uncertainty? And I can tell you that when you lean into that uncertainty, magic happens. That's what happens, you know? And that, to me, is such a key element of growing and being excited, because I think of this moment, right? And right now, in this moment, I'm in Australia. And there are times where I remember I wanted to live somewhere warm. And I thought, you know, this was an uncertain moment. Like, you know, like where I am today was at one point an uncertain time for me. So what else is possible when you lean into that uncertainty? And that excites the shit out of me. Like that just gets me going, right? So I always think, and I get to this level, and, you know, we talk about false paradigms all the time, right? Where it's, you know, time equals money, you know, and so many of the, you know, my students at one point, they thought, you know, I have to put in this X amount of time to get this X amount of money, you know, and now that I've worked with you, I see a whole new level of, you know, you can leverage your time, you can automate it, you can grow, and you have an opportunity. But that comes with the growth mindset. They have now what I like to call is a seven-figure mindset, right? You know, and then the seven figure is what's going to allow you to be really crucial in the understanding of, you know, comparing yourself to where you are right now to where you want to be, right? So if you think in that mindset of where you want to be, you know, as the seven-figure entrepreneur, as the, you know, eight-figure entrepreneur, what information do you need to get to that level? And do you need assistance to get to that level, right? Because if you don't have a roadmap, it's going to be really, really freaking difficult to understand or create one yourself. It's like hunting for treasure, but not knowing where to even look. I mean, the planet's pretty amazing and it's pretty huge as well. So you're going to have a pretty heck of a time finding that treasure. So it's an actual transformation. It's a journey. And that journey, that growth happens in a time frame, right? Our lives. It's really important to understand that you're never the same person. You're always growing. And Joe Dispenza talks about stop expecting to live life based off of the records of your past and start living life based off of the vision of the future. And that's what every person with a seven-figure mindset, with the growth mindset, is determining for themselves, is implementing for themselves, right? You have to change things about who you are and how you think and how you committed you are to your success to step into that element. That is what is going to get you to grow, right? So it's all about leaning to uncertainty. There's going to be times in business, in life, in relationships that you're uncertain. And you need to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what? I got this. I know that I can do that. This is all up to me, because where you are right now is completely your responsibility. Nobody can change that for you except you, and nobody put you where you are today except you. So I just want you to let, like, I want that to sink in for you for a second, right? Because if you are where you are right now, it's a reflection of what you've done. So people don't have business problems. They have life problems that reflect in their business. That's really powerful. Please, please understand that. And that is so powerful, because if you're not growing just in other areas of your life and you're seeing that your business is failing, it's because you're not taking the time to connect. It's not because you're not taking the time to understand yourself. You know, in the old method, I always talk about business being a spiritual journey. And I share, you know, based off of my methodology, you know, connecting with the root chakra. The root chakra, you know, the Tai Chi masters used to call it the lower Dantian. And it's so powerful because that chakra grounds you to the earth. It connects you to your feminine energy so that you can nurture and understand yourself. It gives you a blessing of solving and setting yourself into a standard of foundation. Okay? And then when you jump into the level of the next step, which is the middle Dantian, it's like business owners, when you focus. So in business, you know, when you utilize the focus of the heart chakra, right, you start to amplify an audience, you know, magnetize a community based off of vulnerability, based off of growth, based off of experience. That is what is going to reflect in your business when you make a decision to connect with yourself. With connect with people. And that mindset is going to encapsulate in your ability to serve others. I want you to really look in the mirror and see, am I grounded? Am I connected to my feminine energy to really build a solid foundation? Am I willing to spend that time and energy to focus on that? Am I leading and I'm creating a level of community through being vulnerable and willing to step into that? And finally, am I utilizing, you know, my crown chakra, which I talk about connected to the divine, the masculine energy, the focus, the sheer determination, and the ability to make shit happen, to come from a servitude mentality and be willing to do whatever the heck it takes because you know that you have value to bring to the table. You have a moral obligation to bring that value to the table. And that growth mindset, that own method, that strategy, that business component will bring a whole new element to your business, into your life. But this is so important. You need to master this if you're going to influence your business, yourself, and others. You need to master the growth. And you need the fundamental steps of taking you there. If you can't and are not willing to step into this type of mindset and to step into this type of category where you're willing to go above and beyond, your fears, your judgments, your insecurities are only going to hold you back because they're an absolute outward reflection of yourself, right? So you're going to just magnetize all of that into your own life. So how you think and how you behave and how you make decisions, you attract that into your life. You actually start to work with people like that. If you don't believe in the abundance of life, you're not going to work with the abundant clientele. This is so important. People who judge other people or people who are worried about other things don't get the results that they want. Okay? They're outward reflections of themselves, right? They are not willing to step into uncertainties and opportunities, what I like to call them. And that's why their businesses are failing. Or businesses aren't flourishing. And they're not willing. And at this time, if you need to make a decision and commit, then you need to step into whatever structure or category or excitement that you're looking to achieve. And you know, I talk about, you know, the OM method, the OM program. It's the OM method. I call it, you know, the OM program. But regardless, it doesn't, you know, it's me because, you know, that's how I've, my journey through spirituality and attaching it to my business and how I serve my clients has been really powerful for me. So now, if I don't do that and I don't share that, I'm not serving you. So, you know, if that's something that you are not willing to step into and talk about your own success or your own programs or your own opportunities, you're not going to be willing to attract the right people. I can guarantee you, people that don't talk about their business and are not excited about their business, they have struggle finding clients. They have struggle finding clients. They have struggle to invest in themselves and they're not willing to. And at the end of the day, that's not going to serve anybody. That's not going to serve an opportunity for you to step above and beyond and give everything that you're capable of and more. So sometimes when you make a, you know, decision to lean into working with somebody or take a course or, you know, go to an event and it's uncertain, I can guarantee you that every single time you're going to grow in such a magnitude of ways that you're not even going to realize what's possible. And the growth mindset for me, I remember, was such a crazy time because my business was flourishing. I was a one-man show, and I went to my first Tony Robbins event, and it was so crazy and amazing, and I loved every moment of it. And I remember being put up at the front, you know, with all these amazing, beautiful Plat members, and everyone was telling me, you know, Eric, you gotta be part of this event. You gotta do it. You gotta, you know, take advantage. And I'm really excited because I want to, you know, I want to be around these great high level individuals and people, you know, in Plat were like, you gotta join. And they told me how much it cost, and it was $85,000 US. And I said, you know what? Fuck that. I'm out of here. There's no way. And then I thought to myself, hold on a second. I came into this event with this growth mindset strategy, wanting to play life at a huge game. My business was running well. I was a one-man show, but my business was going well. I had some money put in the bank, and I could make it happen. I could do this. I had the means, and I was able to do this. And I was scared, and there was so much fear, because I was like, well, what if, you know, this happens, or what if that happens, what if this happens, and what if my arm got chopped off, and what if I got hit, ran across the road and got hit by a car? And I thought to myself, what's the point? This is the best investment into my growth, into having an opportunity to be around so many high level individuals. And Tony always talks about proximity is power. And it was like, I was like, you know what? I felt so much love. I felt so much good. My heart was telling me that this was the right thing to do. My brain was saying, you're messed up. You're crazy. What are you doing? And I said, you know what? Just do it. Let's do it. And I did it. And I fucking did it. And it was the best feeling. I wanted to puke the following day. But it was the best feeling. And I realized that decision, that was that me, you know, me puking the following day, you know, was me stretching, right? Was my brain stretching and like realizing, holy cow, you know, what did you just, you know, commit to? And it was the best decision of my life. It was the best decision of my life because it allowed me to see and recognize that it's not the money that matters. The money comes. The investment comes back to you tenfold as long as you're willing to grow. The investment is such a small component to the purpose of what you're going to get as a result of that. It's a byproduct. The real value comes inside of your brain. Investing in your brain, because your brain can make more money. Your brain can achieve amazing things that you don't even understand. And when you make the decision to see things differently from different perspectives, what is the difference between these amazing entrepreneurs around the planet and us, or you, or the next person? It's the mindset. It's the opportunity that they see in uncertainty. And uncertainty is something that I thrive off of. I get excited about it because giving me an opportunity to create something that I get passionate about, it gives me a fire and a vigor and an opportunity to naturally be and behave in the way that I know that I'm possible. When I go to these events and I go to these Tony Robbins events, and I'm getting literally goosebumps as we speak, you know, I can feel the energy inside. And if you've ever seen me at an event, you know the energy at the front of the room that I try and I give, and I want to just give, and I push through no matter how much determination or how tired I am. I play all out, and I intend on doing the same thing in life. And I intend on showing the same capacities to my clients. And I intend on bringing the same strength and resilience out of the people that are around me. So if you are willing and you're always committed to growing, you will be able to not only grow yourself, but you're going to grow people around you, your community, your loved ones. You know, my parents at the time of right now, like right now, my parents are here in Australia, and they were never ever going to come to Australia. They've never, like, you know, wanted to see Australia. And I know that because of my decisions, my parents are going to have so much more opportunities and so much more growth and so much more experiences because I made a decision to commit to something that I believed in. And at that time, when I made that decision to invest into, you know, a program that allowed me to flourish, I didn't think of what and how I'm going to figure it out, but I knew there was something greater for me. And if you believe, and if you know, and if you feel like there's a hunger inside of yourself, that there is something passionately going to change the trajectory of your life, I invite you to connect with me. I invite you to take an opportunity to reach out. I invite you to connect with somebody that else even. It doesn't have to be me. But make sure you go in and you're all in. Because the only way that you make the next step is by asking for help. Stop trying to figure it out yourself. That's not how you win. You win with support. So focus on growth, be willing to take steps, and lean into every uncertainty, and you will flourish in every sense of the word. Keep growing, and remember, you can find me on Instagram at Eric Balance. You can find me on Facebook at Eric Balance. And you can definitely, if you're interested in understanding anything about the OHM program and the OHM method that I teach, reach out, www.ericbalance.com/application. Fill it out. We'll connect. We'll schedule the time. And I'm excited to see how I can serve in any sense of the word. Much love. Appreciate you and blessings. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Resilient Minds podcast. If you seriously love the episode, please be sure to share it with your friends and click that subscribe button. Do it now! As I continue to grow, I'll be bringing on some leading entrepreneurs into the show. So follow me on Instagram or Facebook and drop a comment or send me a DM. Tell me who you'd love for me to interview and who you'd like to hear more from. Once again, Eric Balance signing off. And remember this, your X Factor always determines your Y Factor.